Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm your host, Joel.
I'm your host, Jackson.
And I'm your host, also Joel.
And you're probably sitting there wondering, hey, Plumbing the Death Star, what day is it? And I'm here to tell you, you're right, listeners, it's Nudie Magazine Day, because today we're asking the important questions like, how would you survive the labors of Billy Madison's academic decathlon?
The labor of Billy Madison's
academic decathlon.
I'm sure my good friend Joel Zammit will tighten it up slightly in editing.
I'm sure.
I've no doubt.
Yeah.
So Billy Madison, yes. As played by the wonderful, ever funny, yes, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, buffoon of a man.
This is his debut film performance.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. A movie that is...
I'm pretty sure his debut film performance was something called, like, Overboard.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's right.
A film that no one liked.
But this is his first sort of Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, and it's the first Happy Madison film.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And in it...
Well, actually, I guess Happy Madison doesn't form until after Happy Gilmore.
This is the one half of Billy Madison.
It's the first part.
So
it's one of the most successful independent films of all time.
So rightly so.
Billy Madison, he is an heir to a lot of wealth, basically. And his daddy is like, I'm going to give you a lot of money. But then his weasel business partner is like...
Eric the fuck.
Yeah. Don't give him business. Give me
your
business.
Your son's dumb as fuck, dude.
He sits in the pool all day thinking about nudie magazines and putting dog shits in bags and setting it on fire.
Give birth to a fucked up son. He's not even done a high school.
Yeah. The thing is, he needed an education. He dumb. He got rocks for brains.
He's got rocks for brains, this son of yours.
He
Billy
can't Madison. Decide if shampoo is better or conditioner is better, but he hates when the swan's looking at him.
Oh, he does.
He hates that swan.
Yeah.
So he's like, Daddy, it's okay. What if I go to do school again and I do a week at every single grade?
Yeah.
And then I basically learn as much as I can over the whole year in 1 week.
Through the final assessment of every year.
And then I graduate from that each year level, and we have a sweet party where a clown almost dies in the majority of them, or maybe just the one.
Yeah.
I forget which. And then he's like, that's a great idea, son, and let's do this. You got to pass them all. And he's like, yes.
Yes.
Third grade is the best. Everything else sucks.
Yeah.
And then he gets... blackmailed or exposed, like, yeah, well, Eric does it dirty. That piece of shit.
Eric the fuck.
He's like, I'm going to go to the principal of the primary school, and if you don't tell everyone that Billy Madison cheated, I'm going to tell the world that you're a wrestler And that's bad.
It's embarrassing.
It's shameful to wrestle. Obviously, yes.
He's the masked man that maybe was there a scandal or something where he accidentally killed the kid?
Could have been. Anyway, move past it.
Well, like, maybe a kid was in jail. Anyway, whatever. It's basically like...
Move past it.
Yeah.
Wrongfully in prison.
I'm stuck on it now. And so he's like, the principal is like, Billy Madison cheated in his whatever grade. He didn't actually pass the fourth grade, maybe. His academic is invalid, you bullshit. And so Billy Madison's like, damn, I guess company go to Eric, and now I'm sad.
And I'm going to set a dog shit on fire.
I guess I lay in a pool. And
get really drunk.
Get really drunk with my good friends. And
Norm MacDonald, rest in peace, and another guy.
Someone else.
Yeah, throw pickles at Macca's windows and see what happens.
And
then Veronica beats the shit out of him.
That's good. He's
thankful for it, though.
In which we learn in song.
And then he's like, look, you know, I didn't cheat, and instead let's have an academic decathlon, me versus Eric the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And see who wins.
The only thing we missed,
I get the company.
Yes.
Is that there's two things. Billy has a run-in with a kid that thinks Mortal Kombat's the best video game of all time, but Billy thinks it's Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. And the kid hates that.
Billy Madison.
And then another kid pisses his pants.
That is cool.
And then Billy Madison pretends to piss his pants.
And then says, if peeing
your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Okay. I guess the labors of Billy Madison actually start before the decathlon.
Yeah, that's true.
So you gotta have
strong self-esteem.
Could you piss yourself?
Could you piss?
He doesn't actually piss himself.
No, I know. Could you fake pissing yourself to help a child?
I wouldn't. I would have pissed myself.
Me too.
I wouldn't have put.
I forgot. He just does it with water.
Me too.
It's nice to know that Billy Madison is clever than I.
If the kid pissed himself, and I was like, I need to make this kid feel better. First of all, I'd say it's cool to piss yourself. I wouldn't piss myself. I just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the kid said, "So piss yourself," I'd be shamed into pissing.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, I guess me and Jack are pissing ourselves. Well, I guess we get the job done.
Yeah, it still works.
I just bash the bully kid.
Oh, you don't even pretend to piss your pants.
Pissing yourself sucks, but you suck more.
I'm going to put you in the well, kid. Shut up.
Wells are the perfect size for children.
Oh, yeah. Put a kid in a well.
Put a grown-ass man in a well doesn't work.
Get stuck.
Little kid, grab him by one foot like a fucking Oreo.
So, your best friend, who is quite younger than you.
Your best friend who is 10.
Uh-huh. You maybe have the brain of a 10-year-old.
I think it would be awesome to have a little 10-year-old crony. I think that would suit me.
I think 10 clears the weird limit.
It just becomes like cartoonish.
If you saw me with like a 10-year-old, would you be like, he's getting that 10-year-old to steal for us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, your friend's 10-year-old, he has had an accident. He's wet himself. No one has seen that he's wet himself yet, but he's worried that he's about to be picked on. This is Billy Madison chooses to pretend to piss himself by being like, pissing your pants is cool, and causing everyone else to piss themselves because it is very cool.
Yeah, everybody wants to be cool. Everybody wants to be popular.
Great, quick, you know, thinking, like getting in that mindset of a 10-year-old to quickly turn like a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
Now, what would you have done in that situation?
I would have probably just taken the kid to a bathroom and been like, let's try and get you dry.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. You know, that's pee stains.
You can't dry out a pee stain.
If you remember that scene, there's a lot of piss.
He's soaked his fucking drawers, dude. He's done the biggest piss of all time.
If you held him up to the dryer, it would just dry, but then there'd be dry piss stains all over his pants.
You've
got to be very quick.
And piss stinks.
Yeah.
Piss stinks.
So it's not like you can blame it really on anything else.
And you can't switch pants because... you're an adult man. You can't even do like the classic, you know, the grassy high of, oh no, my period after I'm wearing such classic white pants. I just gotta quickly tie his flannelette around my waist.
That's a classic Degrassi episode.
Yeah.
You can't do that in this situation. Yeah. What do you do? You can't do that no more.
My first thought is I'm going to take the kid away.
Well, I guess I would probably just think like, all right, mm-hmm. Let's wash the pants in the sink or something.
Yeah. And you got a kid with no pants.
Yeah, but in a bathroom.
But I'd say, go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Where are they at the excursion?
They're about to get back on the bus.
Yeah, it seems like they're in the woods slightly. Yeah.
Aren't they? In my head, and this is a very specific Australian reference,
okay,
even more specifically Victorian, in my head in that scene, they're at Sovereign Hill.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I know they're not at Sovereign Hill.
But that's just what you picture them.
In my head, they're getting on a bus leaving Sovereign Hill.
I imagine them on the side of the road near a junkyard. So I guess I got that. Tells you a lot about a person where they think Billy Madison is like when the boy pisses.
Now.
See, I was thinking like
is
a cabin
a Civil
in the woods somewhere.
War reenactment.
Okay, yes, that's true. I think it is a Civil
Let's
War
say
reenactment.
Yes. Okay, first thing is. Okay, where?
Oh, no, you got shot!
In the penis? Oh, this nothing... is blood. It smells like piss.
Yeah, if you get shot in the penis, you you bleed piss.
Mm. Don't worry. I haven't made you a ghoul.
Well,
his penis will heal!
Bigger than before.
It's kind of going to come back strong.
And cool.
Veronica, are we good friends with her or does she loathe us at this moment in time?
She loathes us, and the fact that we helped this kid with his piss problem is what makes her be like, damn, this guy's all right.
Yeah. Because on the way there, we get caught trying to prank the teacher by groping her.
Yeah. Not a super funny prank. Yeah.
I was just wondering, okay, we're about to leave the equivalent of Sovereign Hill.
Yeah.
A reenactment. It'd be like, quickly go to the bathroom. They go to the bathroom. Go and find, like, the gift store.
Oh.
And try and find
new
pants.
Gifts of all the clothing items you can get at a gift store. Very rarely do they sell pants, but I wish they did.
They don't sell pants, but they do sell jumpers.
Oh.
We can make pants jumpers a thing. I buy two jumpers, a kid's size one and one for me. I wear them like they are pants. I give them to him, and then we come out and be like, look at us. We're wearing jumpers for pants.
So the one problem with that is that jumpers have a hole where your dick will go.
So you're going to have an exposed dick and nuts and assholes.
If it's a hoodie, but then from behind people will see your balls.
That's right. You put them over the pants. I'm taking off my pants. I'm putting them over my pants that are already there.
So when you turn around, people can see the piss.
Wow.
Piss will go everywhere, dude.
He's pissed his pants, so you've put them on. You're covering up.
Yeah, but the crotch that you see will be damp. But it's a good it's a good move.
Yeah,
I think
it's damp,
the labor for sure.
It'll be damp, but it's not going to be as obvious that he's wet himself.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go into the bathroom with the kid.
And leave him there and get on the bus.
Put him in the cubicle and be like, I'll be right back. And then just get on the bus. Maybe I can shift the shame onto me by being like, we were pissing at the urinal and it splashed back on both of us. It's my piss.
I pissed on it. He didn't piss his pants.
I pissed on him.
You
a 10-year-old child?
I pissed on him. Okay. Don't worry.
I need to call the police.
It was an accident. He surprised me when I was pissing at the urinal. I flipped around and there he was and I pissed on him. I'm sorry.
You pissed on a child, sir.
Quick, piss on me.
You're not making this better. The movie does treat Billy Madison like he's just the same age as everyone in whatever year level he's in. So, claiming that you pissed on the kid is probably not going to get
the kid. Not intentionally, as an accident.
I just don't think that's going to get the kid not bullied.
Yeah.
Because bullying is
the
thing you're trying to avoid.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which also jumper pants is
where that goes. Billy Madison is also, or I am also in jumper pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at us, we're the jump pants bros.
And Billy Madison, if he can convince the kids that pissing your pants is cool, he can convince them that wearing jumper pants is cool.
And that means other people probably go and buy, they'll just buy out.
It's great for the Civil War reenactment.
And they'll grab all the jumpers and everyone's wearing jumper pants.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one because a gift shop is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could hang a tote bag from the kid's neck on the front and the back?
Yeah.
An entire tote bag.
What else is there usually in like a gift? Sometimes they have aprons.
Yeah, that's true. You get the kid
an
apron
would be chill as.
Yeah, an apron.
Because you
could
play that off as like, oh, I'm being goofy and wearing an apron.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you were near some Civil War reenactors. You could steal their pants. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You stay in the cubicle, and then I just pulling the pants off some guy dressed like a Confederate soldier.
Well, you're not a real veteran. It's fine.
You're not a real veteran. It's fucked up. You chose this side. Get out of here. You're not reenacting. Yeah, I'm a war looter or whatever.
Yeah, I'm stealing pants. But the problem here is you will then have more adult pants. That's the issue, right?
Yeah, but if we get a belt, we can take
a You think that adult pants will fit a 10-year-old with a belt?
If we get what you have are the school children, but how do you get, say, loathed O'Doyle's pants?
You cannot, look, pissing on the kid was one thing. You cannot steal the pants of another child.
Yes, agreed, but how do you do it in a non-creepy way? Is it possible?
Well, sometimes...
You get the kid... dirty.
Push him in the mud.
Then he goes
What if I push my kid, who's pissed his pants, in the mud? And I say, hey, get out of here, mud pants. And then I push him in the... And having mud on your pants, way less embarrassing than having piss on your pants.
Much clever.
I become loathsome, sure.
You're trying to avoid a kid getting bullied by bullying the kid.
Yeah. But what's happening now, though, is that you're bullying him, so now he's mud pants.
Yeah.
Hey, his kid's like mud pants, like he shit himself.
I give him.
He shit out of his dick. Mud pants.
He shit out of his dick. He
didn't
shit out of his dick. He shits out of his butthole like normal people.
But you could, I'm thinking, like, if you would, he got, like, muddy pants, but then you, because the thing is, you also need to get muddy pants because then you're like, muddy pants is cool.
Yeah, okay, well,
and
yeah.
And then you've got like a bunch of third graders rolling around in the mud like they're goddamn pigs.
Hey, who wants to play pigs? That's maybe what I
said. Yeah! You could be like, I got an idea. Let's get in the mud. We call this game Pigs.
Yeah.
And then we just fry it in the mud.
And the teacher comes around and is like, what the fuck is happening behind me?
We're playing pigs. I hate you.
We're playing pigs. You are the most loathsome man. But I think that
works. Then Veronica doesn't beat the shit out of you, which means you don't go back to school, which means Eric gets the company.
But it's the same thing. She sees you playing pigs because this kid has pissed himself. Same outcome.
I explain it to her later. She comes around.
Yeah, but she would have seen old mate piss himself.
Yeah. So she gets it.
Okay, all right.
Same thing with jumper pants, same thing as... with playing pig, both options, I feel, would be.
I think they work. What are you doing, Dusha? Yeah.
Well, I was hoping that there's a kid in the year level that is a famous take my pants off to shit guy. And then I'm not above giving laxatives to a child.
He's had them ready to go.
Which means that I'm basically, my solution is to prevent a kid I like from getting bullied is to pick on a kid.
But you don't know what kid is going to take their full pants off, so you need to poison every other child.
So you basically, in the world where every kid shits themselves, the kid who pisses himself is king.
I don't know, Veronica, that's super cool.
Well, with Veronica, I just come off neutral because you're not going to think I poison all the children.
That's true. That'll be your dog's secret.
Yeah, but then you're the only one that didn't shit.
You have to fake shitting yourself.
Would Veronica also shit herself?
Yeah, well, if Veronica shits herself, she's not worried about if I shit myself because I'd just be like... Yeah, I did.
But then this one kid that did...
And why this one kid, he gets blamed?
It's us.
To try and take the heat off you, you made every kid shit themselves.
Maybe I make him shit himself too.
So it becomes a horrible diarrhea bus, but nobody's thinking about piss pants.
Well, maybe because like if you're shitting yourself, who cares if you're also pissing?
Yeah, that's true. I think that works, but that I think you're like one relationship degree lower with Veronica compared to me and Zabit.
Well, yeah, she
because at least she's like, oh, they did a nice thing. When she thinks of that day, she's just like, that was the time. What did we eat?
Everyone shut them.
Every single
person. Hey, Veronica, everyone, me as well. It was sad.
Shitting yourself is sad.
Shitting yourself is sad.
It's a bit depressing.
It's got a depressing aura around it.
Yeah. It's exhausting. It's tiring.
Although, what's more depressing, pissing yourself or shitting yourself?
Shitting yourself, 100%.
No, not, because like, I feel like that shitting yourself also has like, can have like a dark energy around it where it's not sad, it's a bit scary.
Something's going wrong.
Yeah, something's going wrong, but you could piss yourself just because you can't be bothered going to the toilet.
Sad.
Pissing yourself sadder. I think.
Yeah, no, I've come around.
Shitting yourself is way more dangerous energy. Like, if you're talking to somebody, they're like, I've just shit myself.
But you
like,
could be so sad.
A sneaky fart that just went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Shitting yourself just happens.
It just could be like you ate something bad and you were...
But imagine you sat down to piss, if you sit down to piss like me. Yeah. You sat down to piss and you forgot to take your pants off. You're so sad. And you're like, I'm so sad. I'm not even going to take my... I'm just going to piss my pants.
That's
sad. Pissing yourself sad.
You've painted a very terrible, very upsetting picture.
Yeah.
Put me the Death Stars about high.
A man just taking himself to the bathroom, desperate to piss, too sad to even remove his pants, sits down like he usually would to piss, pisses his pants.
It's very sad. See, last time I pissed myself I would have been in like year 7 or 8, and I had a fever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was hallucinating. I kept thinking that a small game of gridiron was happening at the end of the bed.
That's awesome.
And that a giant monkey head was yelling at me.
Oh, no.
So I do remember having to, like, you know, I was cooked.
Yeah.
Quite literally, brain on fire.
Yeah.
Boy, like, I needed to piss.
It did irreversible damage, which explains plumbing.
Oh, yeah. And so I vaguely remember, at least I was told this happened, like, my mum, you know, took me to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, okay, you needed to piss. So I pissed, but did not take off my underwear.
That's
there
good.
There you go, it happens.
So that must have been hilarious. Like, I understand my boy has a fever and he's hallucinating and he's very, very sick.
But that's
funny. I would just call him Joel Piss Pants from now on.
That's pretty funny. He just pisses himself.
You'll never guess what our pissy son did.
Yeah. Could have gone all over the floor, the sink.
What a mess.
Oh, damn my legs. Yeah. Hilarious.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So we've dealt with that problem.
Labor one taken care of.
Tick.
What's labor two?
Well, now Billy Madison... After the whole incident with the school, he's got to do this decathlon.
There's a lot of, like, you know, going through high school, going through primary school, which I feel
we can body that.
Kind of body that, even when it gets to the sort of the more harder things like high school, where it's like chemistry and that. But I reckon we've got a little bit of that, like, you know, knowledge as it were.
We could make it through enough, but the decathlon.
You can pick your own subjects as well, so who cares? Yeah. Like.
So the decathlon begins with a maths equation that we need to solve that's on the board.
Which looks insane on Eric's side, but Billy sorts it pretty quickly and then has enough time to write Eric drinks his own pee.
Now, did Billy sort it quickly, or did he realize he was just not going to solve it and then just wrote... Eric drinks his own pee.
Yeah, I think that's my interpretation. I love that you think Billy nailed it.
Me too. Don't
get wrong. My interpretation of that scene has always been that Billy fucked it up and was frustrated.
Like, monumentally.
And so he, because, that's what I imagine.
Because the change in what's on the board is wildly different.
Yeah.
Well, again,
it's up for interpretation like all classic films are.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, for me, I would think that a point... to Eric.
Yes. Yeah, that points to Eric in my mind.
It's... Okay, revisiting the scene, Billy doesn't actually answer anything.
Yes. Yeah,
there's no answer.
Eric. Yeah,
it's like K equals is always greater than... if Y is 2X minus... Look, I reckon I could solve that.
Yeah?
I reckon given enough time... actually sitting down and writing it all out, and maybe with a calculator, I reckon I could solve that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I was pretty fine with algebra, calculus. I did special maths.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my best subject, but I still did it.
Well, I think you're passing this one. Me, not so much.
Yeah, I'm probably in trouble. I might remember how to do stuff, but probably not. Although the numbers aren't big.
Yeah, it's 2x minus 7 divided by 2x.
Do we have a timer on it?
Equals if y equals I reckon I got this. If
let y equals...
if y equals that, we've got to solve
two
for
two times...
Yeah, no, that... Yeah, look, I reckon
I got
this.
You've got to solve for x.
Yeah.
But k...
Less than or equal to... I reckon I got
k
this.
Is greater than that equation, which is...
So, yeah, looking at that equation... It doesn't look like it's algebra. It's like it's sort of like, you know, late stage algebra.
Yeah, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah,
it's very stage. It's advanced algebra. It's not algebra like, you know, year 7. You know,
you're
not giving that to a 14-year-old.
No.
I reckon I got that. I reckon that'd be easy.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're writing. Eric drinks his own pee.
Don't worry, boys. I'll take this one.
Is this situation we three of a for each? Okay, just checking. Yeah, Zammy's got to take this one for us.
Jackson, I reckon you're up next because you're going to bake a pie.
I'm going to make a pie. I've made pies before. I bake all the time.
Yeah, you're a much better baker.
Yeah, bacon's easy.
Especially knowing that no matter what we serve up, knowing what Eric dishes up, as long as we make something that's edible, we win.
Yeah, yeah,
because Eric, for anyone who doesn't remember, brings out a pie dish that is on fire, which then sets him on fire, and while Billy just cheers.
Yeah, cheers and laughs, which I feel we would also be doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's very on fire.
What pie are you making?
I reckon I could make a cherry pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just need to make like a cherry mix, like with kind of mushed cherries, sugar, a bunch of other stuff. Make a pie crust, put it over the fucking lip of the
thing. Can I stick my thumb in it and pull out a plum?
I'll put a plum right in the middle.
Yeah,
like, that'll be our big trick.
Like little Jack Horner?
I'll be like, hey, judges, you know little Jack Horner? Douche it now. And you put your thumb in it, it'll just sizzle.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about hot sugar, but it's hot.
Pull out your thumb, pull out your thumb. Burning, sizzling plum on the end.
You're welcome,
Your Honor. Douche, eat it.
Corners adjourned, Your Honor. Yeah.
I'm just there with two, like, you know, like an ice cream tub with some scoops. Just try to scoop it on the plum. It'll cool it down. It'll cool it down. It's good. It's good.
You eat a hot, cold, creamy plum.
It'll be good for me.
I think so. It'll get you fiery.
Next one, we're all fucked because it's a 100-meter running race and Eric is two-time state champion or whatever.
But could we sabotage him?
Yeah. Look,
we can trip him.
Yeah. So I again, I've been running a lot more.
That's good.
I used to run a lot when I was, you know, one of the ages Billy was pretending to be at some point. So I've been running a lot more recently. Unfortunately, I do get shin splints, so it does mean I'm be injured quickly.
One of my knees is not as good as it used to be, so I might struggle there too.
Yeah. So I mean, it is athletics. Is there something else?
We could do a foot race.
I'm going to go beat him at shot put.
I believe that.
That's a track and field event.
I believe it. It was just funny your suggestion, but then I imagined you hefting a big rock, and I was like, yeah, that suits you.
Like, Eric could, like, I don't think he could.
I reckon Eric would probably have me done on discus, but I could beat him at shot put.
Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon he'd know the proper technique for
shot
discus.
Shot put's got such a funny technique where you're...
Yeah. You push.
you push the rock through the air.
Yeah.
I reckon, is it Greco-Roman wrestling? Is that it?
Oh,
Having never done it, I reckon I could beat Eric.
The confidence is what I like.
Wrestling, I think I could do boxing, I could beat him.
I could do shot put, and I would just, like, I'd be holding the shot put, and then I would flash to throwing rocks at trains. I'd be like, how different could it be? And then I think I'd nail it. That would be my inspiration. Moment. Yeah.
You're a complicated man. Sometimes you like trains, sometimes you hate them and want to throw rocks at them.
Yeah, I reckon I got a bit of weight on Eric, and he seems a bit like, you know, a bit spiddly there, which means he could get out of my grasp.
He'll slip right out.
With wrestling, you kind of got to be all close in, right? Yeah, I reckon I got him.
Eric, however, does sadly have cocaine energy.
Yeah, that is true.
He's got cocaine businessman.
Could we beat that with methamphetamine?
Yeah.
What
about just my regular amphetamine? That I take legally.
That's
because
true.
They are a prescription.
That's much better than us all getting hooked on meth.
Sometimes it's important to visit the glass pipe. Before important events in your life.
Is there a track and field that's about like crawling through a tunnel or something? I could do that really good.
Are you good at crawling through a tunnel?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried. But
the confidence.
You're the only one out of us three that I know as an adult has got stuck in things.
Yeah.
So crawling through a tunnel seems like a recipe for disaster.
Everybody waiting on the other end of the tunnel. Clock's ticking.
Now, the next trial is interesting.
Yes.
Because it's chemistry, but I don't know
It's chemistry, but Billy Madison pulls, correct me if I'm wrong, a boot out of the concoction he's making, and everyone applauds.
Yeah.
So clearly...
So they're making something like a chemical reaction
to make the most complex vat, or to make a boot.
Well, they're making something, because Eric pulls out, it's kind of like... I don't even know what it is. It almost looks like a bit of spine.
I think it's a clump of minerals, isn't it? Or like mineral-ish thing.
Okay.
Now, am bad at chemistry. I never did chemistry. And then when I had to for like to get into a course that I also dropped out of, cheated.
Yeah. It's like dry ice is pulled out, I think.
Because dry ice would be also melting. He's pulling it out of dry ice. I don't know what he's doing.
And
once
Billy
again,
pulls out his boot.
Yeah.
But then the camera pans down and it's actually his own boot.
Oh, okay, so he
cheated.
But we got to pull something out of here.
I have experience cheating in chemistry.
That's true. Sorry. Do you think we could pull off the Billy Madison boot trick?
There's
three of us. Surely it'd be easy to distract the judges.
Teach, what's that over there?
Holy shit, teacher, there's a guy out the window.
Or use my laxative trick again.
We don't want him going for too long. He does need to judge the competition.
Yeah, yeah. Or we're making Eric shit himself.
Oh,
okay. So I reckon that'd make us win the foot race.
So, okay, we could cheat at chemistry, but I think this is an easy one to make Eric lose. Because chemistry is volatile, right? So you just need to put the wrong thing in his tub.
Could kill him.
Well, I was thinking like a Coke or something. Like if we just
like
walk
a Mentos?
Up, yeah, we just flick a Mentos in. Drop it a Snickers bar. I don't know.
What are you trying to achieve?
Well, I'm just trying to disrupt whatever the chemicals are in there.
Yeah.
With a Snickers bar. Or a Coke.
Or a Mentos. You know, enough Coca-Cola in there.
Yeah, Coke and Mentos, it goes...
Might wreck the...
Coke and Mentos goes... But that's not what Jackson was suggesting.
Vinegar's good.
Yeah,
vinegar and bicarb soda.
We make it more acidic or we make it more basic. This is all I know about chemistry.
You distract the judges. I sneak into the chemistry lab. I get a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I bring it out and I go over in the Eric's tub. You distract Eric.
Yeah.
And I just dump everything in there.
Yeah.
Hope we don't make mustard gas.
Yeah.
What do you mean? So by tub, you mean his, like,
his vat, whatever his concoction
his beaker.
Is in. His beaker. I just whoop.
And you're just pouring random shit in there and hoping for the best?
Yeah. Yeah.
You will make gases.
Yeah. they're good.
Moment you're going to mix any two things that you find in a chemistry lab together, you're going to get a gas.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not it's a good one or a bad one.
He's like, Eric's done it, not us.
Yeah.
So he can be disqualified.
And Eric's not making...
For killing everyone with his mustard gas.
Yeah.
Mustard gas is very easy to accidentally make.
You can do it with cleaning supplies.
Bleach and vinegar.
I think, yeah.
Well, if you've got to clean up some cat piss, may I recommend never using bleach because you will gas yourself.
Yeah. Well, we get cat piss.
Okay.
You're gonna go milk a cat for piss?
Yep. They do milk piss cats. It's fucked up.
What?
They like massage the piss out of a cat?
Yeah. Because our cat had to do like a piss test one point, and we're like, how do they do? Like, he's like,
just slap your cat down on its back on the table and then just rub its stomach.
Rub the piss out.
Push down. It's like they're pushing the belly.
That's crazy.
Because we were like, how do they? Because we're like, oh, well, do we need to, like, collect the litter? Because we got clump and litter. Like, what do we do here? Like, do we need to
set up?
We'll do it now. And yeah, flip it on its back, push down on the bladder, it pisses itself. They collect it.
Wow.
Milk piss a cat.
That's crazy.
Milk piss a cat.
Unless my vet did something real wrong. And it's not how you meant to do it.
Well, it's important to share it on the podcast just in case.
Well, I'll milk piss a cat. And then we can put some in Eric's concoction and hope there's bleach in there.
Well, we're going to gas ourselves because we are the closest.
Well, we know what's coming.
So we, at that moment, all say...
I'm just going to quickly take a cigarette break outside.
Yeah, we all need to smoke a cigarette outside.
Yeah.
We go outside.
Can I smoke in here? Oh, I can't. I guess I'll smoke outside.
And we smoke out the window looking in as everyone gets gas.
And we're like, well,
we're going to win this cigar.
Eric's dead now, so it should be fine.
Yeah. They can get out in time.
Yeah, right, big enough area. All's happening. People got some itchy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it costs like a lot. And they come out, and we're like, well, Eric fucked up. By default, we win.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. We won by default. That's good.
And here's another one, which is not in our favor, music.
Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong, JD, but you're in a band.
That's true.
This may be a shock.
Yeah.
I'm not classically trained, however.
Yeah, it's not about... It's not classical music. It's just music.
No,
it is definitely classical music.
Well, that's because he knows how to play... Eric knows how to play a violin.
Yeah, you know how to...
If you know how to... Whatever it is that you do.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I can kind of play drums.
Okay.
End of list.
Okay, so we get the drums in.
I can play a standard rock beat.
That's good.
Hey, that's something.
It looks impressive if you can't play any instruments, but if you can play any instruments, you can also do what I do.
Okay. Well,
and what does Eric do?
He plays a pretty hectic violin solo.
Yeah, he does it well.
Okay.
This might be one we have to lose. Okay. Can we? I mean, it's funny. It's best of 10.
Yeah.
Can we
sabotage him somehow? How do you wreck a violin?
You could untune it.
Oh yeah, that's
but
true.
But he would know straight away.
Yeah, he would literally
tune it.
Yeah, he would literally play every string to check to see if it's tuned and be like, "Oh, it's not tuned."
Yeah. Well, what if we kind of like
put a bomb in it?
Or
more of that mustard gas we had from earlier.
Well, what if we all just sit down and enjoy a wonderful violin recital?
That's true. We could chalk this one up to a failure and just enjoy it.
Which is what Billy does in the film. He sticks a clarinet in his mouth and just goes.
What if we keep taking phone calls during it and try and, you know, stress him out? So he just as he starts.
Oh yeah, Dad. Yeah, it's going real well.
I'm so sorry, Eric. I gotta take this. Hey, Dad. Yeah, just you gotta call me back in a little bit. Then hang it up.
Eric, sorry. Please continue. Oh shit! It's my dad.
It's my phone again. I'm so embarrassed. This is probably Dad.
Yeah,
he wants help selling a trailer.
He wants to let you know he hates you.
Yeah, he's Dad's calling me to say that you suck. I guess we might get kicked out for that.
Well, we might get disqualified.
We do know that this is coming up, the decathlon, right?
Yeah.
So we have like because you know Billy does study for it.
Yeah, he gets tutored by the bus driver.
That's true.
And you know, and what better motivation than naked Chris Farley?
Yeah.
So
that's a callback because earlier in the movie. Veronica Vaughn is doing a striptease in response to a pop quiz,
but
and
Billy
he gets
Madison,
it wrong.
He don't discriminate. he's down for whatever.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So because we have that little bit of training, is there anything that we like? Is there any instrument that is very easy to learn
or obscure enough that they wouldn't know if we were playing it well?
Ah, the theremin.
Ah!
A musical instrument that a cat can play perfectly. So if a cat can play it, we can play it.
We're just as smart as a cat.
Right?
If not smarter.
All right, so let me just quickly type in, is it hard to learn the theremin?
Yeah.
And if we don't play it right, we can just convince the judge that a spooky ghost is
For playing the theremin, it is important to have a good sense of your body and hearing and to work on a precise playing technique. At best, you can learn the scale in 2 hours with professional guidance. Thus, the theremin is not harder than any other instrument.
So I reckon we can learn the theremin.
How difficult is the theremin? Beware, this instrument is notoriously difficult to master.
So easy to master.
We don't need to master it, we just need to perfect it.
The theremin requires a unique focus and a level of hand-ear coordination that most other instruments do not require.
But because it's a bit obscure, the judge won't know it too much.
The judge isn't going to have any idea if we're playing it well. We just have to have some sort of like
what are the 11 hardest instruments to learn? Violin's number one.
Oh, okay.
And Eric is playing the
violin.
Maybe we chalk this one up to a failure. We move on to the next one.
Yeah.
A monologue.
Violin. French horns number two. Organ. Bagpipes. Accordion.
Give it up.
Oboe.
We're not learning the oboe.
Guitar. But Radiohead famously said anyone can play guitar.
Radiohead lied, dude.
Piano.
Yeah.
Cello. Clarinet.
So the theremin's not on there.
Theremin's not on there.
Okay.
So we could probably...
The crazy thing is I think drums are probably easier than the theremin, and we've already got a slight head start there.
Yeah, that's true. We get the theremin as a backup.
Yeah, well, about two theremin players and a drum.
We have the worst band ever conceived of.
Two beginner theremin players and one rusty drummer.
What about maracas?
Okay.
They seem pretty easy to do.
Theremin, maraca, drums.
Okay. Band.
I am worried about Jackson's rhythm because he's throwing lots of random notes in there that aren't in time at all.
Well, those big three instruments, cut me some slack.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When three instruments are playing together, you still need to be in time.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true. Well, I'll stay
like
out of the band.
Like, you can't be like, boom, 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 boom.
Well... That's why we got to practice.
Yeah. I still think we'll lose.
Yeah.
But we might have a bit more of a fighting chance than Billy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll chalk this one up to a loss.
Yeah. Theater.
Okay.
So it seems like they're doing monologues.
And Eric's fucking sucks, and Billy's not that much better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got this.
The only thing
that
Billy is done is he's got costumes.
Yes, that's true.
We can put together. We can put together
that's
some
easy.
Costumes.
Billy also remembered the speech where Eric is reading
from a
book.
That's a good question. What's the longest Shakespeare quote you can remember?
Does it have to be Shakespeare?
It's Shakespeare and Billy Madison.
It's Shakespeare and Billy Madison, but what does it say on the... It says Shakespeare on the board as well.
To be or not to be... That is a question. You are a rose.
And every rose has its thorns.
Is this a dagger I see before me? I don't know.
A rose by any other name
should smell as sweet.
Romeo. Fuck, I'm going to kill myself. shit.
Also,
I'm dying. You fuck. Why are you waking up?
Can I get the Hamlet speech again?
Dagger I see before me? That's all I have.
To be or not to be, this is the question.
Oh, to be or not to be, that is the question.
Okay.
First line, done.
And you did get prompted twice in that one first line.
Yeah.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so the longest quote you know is...
I thought you were about to do it.
10 words.
10 words. What's that? It's pretty good.
Daughter of ducats. Fuck.
I bite my thumb at thee,
I bite
sir.
My thumb at thee. Do you bite my thumb at thee?
Yes.
I bite my thumb, but I do not bite my thumb at thee, sir.
Take this poison. It will make you seem dead. But it won't kill you outright. Take this poison. It'll kill you outright. I'm the best apothecary in all of Venice.
Like two lovers.
Sweet Verona. No.
Sweet two Veronica.
Two lovers in fair Verona where we set our scene. The Capulets and the Montagues are the guys. They are enemies.
Honey, pass me my long sword.
I'm gonna kill Horatio.
Ask for me tomorrow and you'll find me a grave man.
Okay, that's pretty good. Out damn spot.
Yeah.
I killed this man and it stained my hand.
I know the start of
husband of mine. Go kill that king.
Do you reckon I could pass off A Man for All Seasons of Shakespeare? I know the start of that.
Probably.
Yeah, I reckon.
I ain't stopping
it. It is perverse to start a play about kings and cardinals with the common man. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think between us we got enough Shakespeare.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
But yeah, what we've got to do is beat Eric, who is currently in a business suit, reading off a book and doing the most dumb fuck voice that I've ever heard in my life.
I think
only to be trumped by Billy Madison doing also equally a dumb fuck voice.
Exactly.
I reckon we could do that.
I think our earnest attempts would endear us to the to the judges.
How close did I get with the opening of...
Toil, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, frog of newt... Turn on the double.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta move on. We're not gonna
know that much Shakespeare, to be honest.
So then we get.
But once again.
We would make a great Rosencrantz and
Guildenstern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went, they, yes.
We would. Yes. I mean, I know that's not Shakespeare. They happen behind the scene.
Well, they're in. They're in.
Yeah, but like
Hamlet, Macbeth. They're yeah. Macbeth, I think. Mm-hmm.
We'd also be really good at waiting for Godot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
The thing is, we have enough time.
Yeah.
To prepare for this. So I think we could do a three-man play of one of these many Shakespeare.
Absolutely. Yeah, mm.
We could be the three witches.
We yeah. could.
Are you going to die in a tree, brother?
Dude.
Oh, no man or woman born is going to come and fuck up your shit.
You'll be fine, dude, unless yeah. the trees come alive and
unless,
eat your house.
Yeah, unless the forest comes to you in this particular castle, you'll be fine.
You'll be fucking, yeah, you'll
so
be
just
all
beware.
Tits
look, look.
And cream, dude.
So when the forest comes to you, you'll die in this castle, and it's got to get got by someone who is a woman born. And yeah. then... That's not a thing.
It's impossible,
maybe.
Baby.
If, look, Macbeth, if I was you, I wouldn't have gone to the castle.
Yeah.
Then as he's walking away, we're like, ooh, what about if you're born from a cesarean? Or should we tell him?
Nah. You'll figure it out.
What's the likelihood? All right, so the next part
Who kills Macbeth? McGullet or something?
Macduff.
Macduff! That's
I wish
right.
It was McGullet.
Lay on Macduff.
Lay on Macduff. is Macduff also the name of a... Oh, no, that's the dog from The Simpsons.
Santa's little crime dog?
No, the dog that gets McGruff, the Duff sponsorship. McGruff the crime dog is a dog, though.
The crime dog?
He's not on The Simpsons. He does follow me on Twitter, though, for reasons beyond my understanding.
McGruff the... He's on...
Yeah,
Simpsons.
He's on Twitter and follow... Whoa.
He might also be on The Simpsons, but he's a real dog. By which I mean a real character from life.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's Eminem's dog's name? Like, insult the something?
Insult
something?
The comic dog? Is that yeah. Eminem's dog or
Wasn't
a guy
that Conan
he knows?
O'Brien.
It's a rude dog, though.
He has a cigar.
Maybe yeah. I'm associating with Eminem because I think he's in the Without Me music video.
He's not Eminem's dog. He's just a dog Eminem knows.
Triumph
oh,
the
shit. Triumph the insult
comic
dog.
Dog.
Yeah,
because
he would go and he made fun of people lining up for Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. Got him. So.
Wonder what he's doing these days.
Put down by the vet. Too rude.
too rude. Kind of a dog that rude, dude.
Yeah, he got milk pissed and then got a boy in the back of the head.
So we have three trials left.
Three labors to finish off.
We need to, one. Well, I guess technically one of these we wouldn't have to do, but we're going to include it anyway. Yeah. Trial one. Six. There's only nine in the movie,
yeah,
even though it was decathlon.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to... Talk about how the Industrial Revolution changed the face of the novel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Citing examples. Now, Billy Madison says the dumbest thing anyone's ever said. Yeah. He is awarded no points and makes everyone dumber for having heard.
Yeah.
He talks
and may
about...
God rest. May God have mercy on his soul.
Yes. Yes. He talks about the lost puppy.
Yes. Yeah.
And he starts using them as if they were like a metaphor.
Mm.
Yeah. So the Industrial Revolution, the way it changed the novel, is, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it enabled more people to acquire books.
Yes.
Right? And so you had a wider spread of people now reading books. And so it wasn't just the nobles and the people who were like, you know, trained in classical literature who could read books. Now, can I spin this around to be something dirty? Marquis de Sade. Is that before or after the Industrial Revolution?
Marquis de Sade is before. I think he's the 1700s. And he wrote that the 120 Days of Sodom in that jail cell on a piece of toilet paper or whatever.
Yeah.
Using his cum and shit,
Industrial Revolution happens from 1760 to 1840.
So maybe it did.
Maybe it was during the Industrial Revolution.
So is the Industrial Revolution changing the face of the novel, is that to do with the fact that it was just more available?
120
books?
Days of Sodom was written like literally smack bang in the middle of the Industrial
Fantastic.
Revolution.
Okay, so more people are reading books. Therefore... we are now having a larger audience,
sure.
And we're not just catering to the to the nobles, the aristocrats, the bourgeois.
We're actually
doing it for the common man, and the interests of the common people. like fucking.
Oh, okay.
Which gave rise to, you know, smut and things like the Marquis de Sade's, you know, a Thousand Nights or 100 Nights of Sodom or whatever.
Yeah. Whoa. It's
banned.
Got a crazy story, the 120 Days of Sodom, because he wrote it on the toilet paper. Then he was, like, hanged or whatever, or sent somewhere else. And he was like, well, that novel's gone. But somebody, and nobody really knows who or why, saved it and then eventually gave it to somebody and they turned it into a novel. Huh. Crazy.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Industrial Revolution plays a big part in it because the Bastille,
yeah,
gets attacked by revolutionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not the Industrial Revolution was sort of like a revolution of like
technology,
right? Not of people though. So it's not that quite. That
but
kind
wasn't
of
it because
it was that we suddenly had access to a bunch of factories, basically, or like
a lot of things. It's
but
also
doesn't
with
that tie
press?
Into the French
no, we had the
Revolution?
Press previous to that, yeah. No, that's about. I mean, maybe a little bit.
Because
enough
the...
that we could absolutely spin it.
Yeah.
Because
the
French Revolution,
also...
the people rise up against the monarch's abuse of power, and surely the Industrial Revolution, because then technology is advancing, the common folk have access to more weapons. That's what the guillotine was used on, but then it got switched.
Maybe.
That's pretty funny about the guillotine.
That's good stuff. Yeah,
they're
like,
hey, we should use this to kill the monarchs, and then like the government were like, yeah, you should. Oh, we kill all the monarchs. Let's start killing more people.
Well, hey,
let's
we've got a guillotine. It's going unused.
Yeah.
So I mean, it'd be a waste of, you know,
yeah, might as well. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there gathering dust.
To use it on the...
Probably as well, the Industrial Revolution saw the emergence of the middle class.
Yes.
So probably with the emergence of the middle class...
So then we've got stuff like, please, sir, can I have some more, right?
Charles Dickens?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
true. And him writing about people's experiences of, like, not just, you know, again, we're not going with the bourgeois guy,
yeah,
but kind of like, you know, the human experience of, like, the poor, the, you know, and, like, you know, the working class man, as it were.
Yeah.
So we're getting more novels about that.
Also, probably with the emergence of the middle class, there was a lot of people all of a sudden making things entirely contained within the middle class. So it wasn't poor people making stuff for rich people. It was middle class people making stuff for middle class people, which typically included like furniture and stuff.
Yeah,
but it probably also expanded to a kind of like people making novels for other people of the same class as they were, which is different to how it was prior. This is probably enough, right?
Yeah. So, you know, where we're now like expanding the everyone's like, you know, people reading about things that aren't just about, you know, the like a fantasy or like religious texts or you know something like a noble might read, but we're actually reading about actual human experience and fucking
yeah that's true.
Marquis de Sade.
I think look, that's better than what Billy Madison did. I think we will get a pass here.
Yeah.
Alternatively, we've just set ourselves up for our audience to give us exactly the same speech.
Yeah, I think
Billy
that's very possibly coming our way. Yeah. But maybe we can get them on the next one. So the next question, this one's directed at Eric, but it is to explain business ethics in the 20th century, or to, right? Something like that, to elaborate on business ethics in the 20th
century. Like given insider trading and like the downfall of certain things, you know, ethics in business is now very important. Could you explain what that means?
So,
as a business owner, it is your responsibility to be running your company in a way that is both beneficial for the company itself, the shareholders involved, and the employees that are there.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to run.
I haven't done any of these yet.
And
the next one I'll jump in.
Okay. Thanks,
you also need a responsibility for the environment and the planet that you are doing. So you make sure, like, so that there's a lot of different ethics involved. So you're making sure that you are at least, you know, net zero in terms of your emissions. But you're also trying to, you know, treat everyone equal and making like with respect. And so if there is something where there is like insider trading, those kind of things, it's you need to either make sure that there are like things in place where that cannot happen, or if they are happen, or you do witness them to happen, you need to be able to have like a independent body that you can go to report said things.
Beautiful.
Don't do what the guy who made Sonic the Hedgehog did.
Yeah.
What did he do? Give the Knuckles rights to that pervert?
He might have been responsible for that. But no, this guy heard that there was a new game coming out on a series that was long dormant or whatever, and then put a whole bunch of bet stocks or something, and then it turned out, and he's in jail now.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, he got done for insider trading, which is funny.
All you gotta do, you start, you spin those wheels about, like, you know, treating everyone and every decision that you make, you have to be thinking, you think it carefully, like, how will this, you know, what will be the wider impact of this? Because, you know, it's not just about, like, flippantly making a decision. You have to really think about this and be honest with the shareholders. You know, if it's a public company, you know, you need to be, you know, open with the public, as well as, you know, all those kind of things.
I think we passed this one because, if we recall, Eric doesn't answer.
Because...
He pulls a gun.
The
final trial of Billy Madison.
Can we avoid getting shot with a gun?
So, Billy Madison has made two friends which saved the day.
Yeah.
The wrestling principal in a revenge for the blackmail, which probably still happens because we didn't really need to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He was just guilty. Yeah. He just felt guilt and he was just like, I'm sorry, Billy.
I'm going to help you out.
Yep.
And
Steve Buscemi.
A sniper.
Yeah, who he apologizes to because he bullied him, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, in high school.
In high school.
He picked on him something shocking.
Yeah.
So Steve Buscemi crosses him off his list.
Yeah,
he's no longer on his list. That's nice.
And now we know what the list is.
Do we think there's anyone in high school that we could apologize to that would shoot our enemies for us?
Australia, it's hard to get a gun.
Yeah, that's true. What about tackle our enemies? You know, fight him in general.
Will I apologize to any of them? But I went to high school with wrong. I'm an angel.
I went to high school with friend of the show Adam. I could say sorry to him for something, I guess.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Adam could come in. He love army.
He love army.
That's true.
I reckon.
Adam, would you shoot a man for me?
Hey, I'm sorry if I ever treated you badly in high school. Second question.
Anyways,
now that we're squaresies, can you shoot a man?
Now that we're
it doesn't have to be to death.
You shoot him in his bum cheek.
Just to disarm him.
Well, I remember once, Douche, I forget on what show we do a lot. You said that you think I could get shot and be fine.
I also think I could probably get shot and be fine.
Is this where we all
I think
die?
We all kind of, like, deep down think we could get shot
Eric
and fine.
Pulls out a gun and we're like, we'll be fine. And then we all just get shot.
Yeah.
Why did they think they'd be okay?
They have it in their head that one bullet will just hurt and feel weird.
Yeah, sure they'll just wing, you know, his aim can't be that good. He'll just wing me in my leg or something.
Straight through the head.
There's nothing important in my leg, right? There's no big artery. Yeah,
the blood's in my body, not my legs. He can shoot me in the guts because there's a good chance he'll miss my important organs.
Shooting yourself with the belly is fine, I heard.
I've got, my organs are all over the place. There's heaps of empty space.
Yeah. I only have one kidney, so if I position myself that he'll shoot straight through me.
And I've only got one nut, so
if we line ourselves up, so when
he pulls out the gun and I'm like, don't shoot me in the nuts. That would be the worst place to shoot me. Specifically, the left nut is my favorite nut.
Just shoot you straight in the belly.
Hopefully he missed my important internal organs. And then the adjudicator's like, what organs aren't important? You know, you got the dud organs.
Gallbladder.
Kidney.
I mean, how long is the intestine? Does it really need to be that long?
But you can cop a gunshot in a bit of the liver. You don't want to get shot in the stomach, though, because then the bullet wound oozes stomach acid.
I get confused about what's an important organ. The stomach's not an important organ. All it does is eat my food. What? My heart does one thing. It's not important. Shoot that.
Come on, brain. I'm barely thinking as it is. Shoot
I think
that.
Like two thoughts a minute. Shoot my brain. Nothing's happening in there.
Yeah.
Least important organ.
Lights out.
Buried in a coffin.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's unusual.
I think I'm just going to be left outside.
Shall I push grave?
Yeah. Well, that's the final labor of Billy Madison.
I didn't keep tally, and I don't think anyone in this room did.
No.
Well, we
no.
died at the end.
Yeah.
So it's largely unimportant.
I think we come into it, like, because Billy comes into it, you know, winning. He's one point up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, I reckon together we could have probably done a little bit better or just as well as Billy Madison.
Absolutely.
Except he survives the final encounter.
We made no friends and thought we'd be okay if
but
we got shot.
But if Eric kills us, he's not getting the company.
No, exactly. Yeah. That leads to a very different outcome.
Yeah.
Eric's arrested and our dad goes to his grave with no one to give the
company. I guess Norman, his mate, might take it
Norm
over.
Norm gets it!
Norm. That's nice for Norm.
That's nice. Yeah, I'm happy for Norm.
I think we did pretty well.
Yeah. I think we know at least a decent amount to give it a good crack.
Yeah, and that's without prep.
That's without prep. Yeah, that's just off the bat. Like, we woke up tomorrow and they told us we had to do it.
Eric's going to shoot you with a gun if you don't do this. Oh.
Which is where we get got.
So. Yeah. So we lost because we all got shot because we think we can body a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
But we passed. If we hadn't gotten shot.
That's one way of looking at it, yeah.
I think we nailed 9 of said labors, but the sneaky last labor, dodging a bullet, which we would not have done, because it would be how hard can it... Well, first off, it'd be how hard can it be to, tank a bullet?
Mm. Yeah.
And also, I reckon I could dodge a bullet.
Yeah.
He'd go to shoot, I would move, I'd already be shot.
I don't know if this is... I feel like between me and Jackson, this is a horrible common thought we have of just, if someone pulls a gun, we're about to get shot. Be like, huh? I wonder what being shot's gonna feel like.
Oh yeah, dude. And I'd like to know before I die.
You might know a split second
as you die.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought,
hurt.
The two things on my bucket list: see the Aurora Borealis,
get shot
with a gun. That's all I got so far.
Yeah, that's a good bucket list.
And if they happen at the same time, I think that'd be lovely.
Yeah, I think that would be lovely too.
Wow! And then one of you pulls a gun and just shoots me in the leg.
Yeah.
Maybe we're silhouetted again.
Wow!
Thank you.
Was it need to
good night?
Could I shoot you with an air gun?
No. It needs to be a regular gun. Bullet in leg.
Yeah. That's fair. That's good.
I gotta see what it feels
like an old timey musket.
No, because I think that'll fuck me up real bad. You could get the bullet. You know, you could. If we knew what we were doing, we could make it harmless.
Yeah. You can die like that guy that his friend was like, "I'm gonna shoot you with a real gun, but I don't want to use bullets, so I'll put cigarette butts in there." And then he filled his friend's heart with cigarette butts.
Don't kill me like that. Don't do that to me. Don't cigarette butt me, please.
Don't be so cruel.
Don't cigarette butt me. Just shoot me with a regular gun.
Oh, yeah, cigarette butts are soft. They'll bounce off, but gunpowder, no.
They're fired from a gun.
Yeah.
No, just shoot me in the legs.
Yeah, okay, we'll shoot you in the legs. Nothing important in your legs.
You should add C&B torture as a third entry, to see if you like it.
Aurora Borealis, shot in the leg, held up by my nuts.
Yeah.
Like a really strong guy comes in and just grabs me by the nuts and picks me up, maybe in front of my friends.
Yeah. Humiliation is also part of it.
Would you respect me more or less?
Less.
More.
Well, there you go.
I'd respect the other guy more.
Oh, yeah, I would respect him more too, but I'd still respect you.
Heaps.
I'd be like, he did it.
Wow, the grip strength to just lift the man up by his balls.
Would you not be like, damn, the tensile strength of Jackson's
testicles? No, you just stood there getting your balls lifted. Yeah. This guy did all the strength.
Okay. No, I'd be impressed.
Yeah, thanks, man. Well, no. I'll take it. I'll take one from you and none from you. That's all right.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a 50% success rate.
And speaking of 50% success rate, this episode, I reckon.
Yeah.
And with that, it's time for us to say goodbye yet again for another week. Good night, listeners. Yes. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel. This... Good night, and we love you.
Yeah.
As we always say, we love you, and
just
good night.
Quick shout out to Veronica for beating the shit out of us.
Yeah, thanks.
We went back to school now, and that's good.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.